The question is, when does Simchas Beis HaShe'eva start? This is in chapter 323 over here in Shulchan Menachem. So the Rebbe says, nowadays, we really should start it on the first night, the first night of Sukkot, because when the Mishnah says that it starts, in the Mishnah it says, Motzi Yom Tov HaRishon, that means the day after the first Yom Tov, that was only after the Gezeira that they didn't play anymore the Chalil, the flute. They didn't play the flute anymore. The Chachamim were goyzer, because technically in the Beis Hamikdash you could play the flute and you could have the Simcha, but they were goyzer. That was during the second Beis Hamikdash, but in the first Beis Hamikdash, and the same thing will be in the future to come, it says we start with the first night. So the Rebbe also says that today, because our Simchas Beis HaShe'eva isn't associated to the flute, so therefore we could start it. Sometimes there is an expression, Kalkoloseinu Zehu Takonoseinu. The fact that we lost out, we don't have the Chalil, but that actually makes it better for us that we can start in the first night of Sukkot. And the Rebbe says about the shul that the main joy of the Beis Hamikdash, was in the Beis Hamikdash. It says, "Usmachtem lifnei Hashem alekeichem." You should rejoice before Hashem. And since there is no Beis Hamikdash, once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so the shuls and the study halls, they substitute. They become the Mikdash Ma'at. They become the miniature sanctuary. So therefore, you need to rejoice inside the shuls, a special joy on Yom Tov, similar to the joy that was in the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, in many communities, the tradition that on Yom Tov you organize a special simcha in the shul, in addition to everybody's simchas Yom Tov that they do at home, to also include the home. There's also an issue about doing a zecher for Hakel, a Motzei Shviis, and a year of Hakel. Last year, there's a discussion elsewhere in the Rebbe's.